It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. There's a lot of hand-wringing about the cost of higher education in this country, and here in California, some violent protests. One entrepreneur is experimenting with a university that is completely free. The University of the People is 100% online. NPR's Larry Abramson has this report.
Judy Kakazu is a paramedic outside Honolulu. She's a busy single mom who wants to boost her computer skills so she can work at home one day. Right now, she can't afford to go to a traditional university.
I'm in a situation where tuition would have been a problem at this point. And also time.
As we're talking, Judy Kakazu is constantly interrupted by radio chatter from the ambulance she's sitting in, waiting for her next call. She needs the flexibility that online learning would offer her. She heard about the University of the People, how else, online.
I read a little bit about it, and I thought it was just a really good cause.
The University of the People is only in its second semester. It's the bright idea of Shai Reshef, an Israeli entrepreneur who'd already been noodling with educational software. He's the chair of Cramster.com, a site that brings students together to study. His goal with the University of the People, Reshef says, was to design a school with minimal overhead.
We take whatever is there and do not invent the wheel. So online learning was there. Social networking, which we use as main component of our model, was there.
Reshef spoke to me from his base in Tel Aviv using online conferencing software, but most of his students don't have the high-speed connections needed for sophisticated online communications. Coursework is built from simple materials, mostly text. The school does have paid instructors, but Reshef says he relies heavily on social networking, on students helping each other.
Our paradigm is peer-to-peer learning combined with volunteer help and with instructor supervision and help whenever needed.
Right now, Reshef is funding the school with his own capital. The only funds he collects are an application fee and one for final exams on a sliding scale. He's looking for outside funding, and he might have to charge more if support doesn't arrive at some point. He's attracted about 380 students from 81 different countries, but he says he needs to operate on a larger scale to survive.
In order for us to be sustainable with this amount of money, we need 15,000 students.
That won't be easy. The University of the People can't offer the one thing most students want, a degree. The university is not accredited. Shai Reshef says he plans to seek accreditation, but he won't say where he hopes to get that recognition. This could be a huge challenge. There is no worldwide accrediting body. Judith Eaton of the Council on Higher Education Accreditation in Washington, D.C., says schools like this face a lot of scrutiny for a good reason.
We still have a big problem out there with questionable providers and outright degree mills. You can go to your computer and up pops buy a doctorate for $2,000 by noon today.
And that's true. I checked it out. Eaton says there's no reason why a completely online university should have any trouble getting accredited, but it will take many years. Accreditors want to explore in detail what kind of services the school is providing, she says.
Is there enough faculty time for students? Student support services. There's not a counseling office, but are there counseling services available to me whenever I need it?
But for some students at the University of the People, the degree isn't that important. Dima Sultan, 27 years old, lives in Aleppo, Syria, where she helps her family run a textile business. So she's grateful for any help she can get in developing her English and her business skills.
I want to read about business and understand how business can be expanded and be grown, how can I reflect this on my family's business and my own business in the future, for example.
Some students say this is the only option they have right now to get ahead or just to learn something new. So success for the University of the People might depend on your definition of that word. Larry Abramson, NPR News.